This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi yesterday after concluding his three-day successful visit to the United States. During his extensive and packed engagements, the Prime Minister attended the Quad Leaders Summit, a large Indian-American community event, addressed the United Nations Summit of the Future, and held multiple bilateral meetings with heads of several other countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, the stage is set for voting for the second phase of the assembly elections today. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase. The voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. All arrangements have been made and have been put in place to ensure free, fair and smooth polling in this phase. Key candidates in the fray for this phase are National Conference leader and former Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, Congress Pradesh Chief Tariq Hamid Kara, Jammu and Kashmir BJP President Ravindra Raina and Apni Party President Altaf Bukhari. Senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition LOP in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will address two-party poll rallies in Jammu and Kashmir today. A Congress leader said Rahul Gandhi will first hold an interaction immediately after his arrival in Jammu with professionals at the Radisson Hotel in the city. The interaction will start around 11:25 a.m. After the interaction, he will address a Congress campaign rally at J&K Resort Group in Jammu at 12:30 p.m. National Conference, NC and Congress are fighting J&K Assembly elections in a pre-poll alliance. As per the terms of the alliance, NC will contest 52 and Congress on 31 assembly constituencies. Both parties have left two seats uncontested, one for the CPIM in the Valley and the other for the Panthers Party in Jammu Division. The Election Commission has made it clear to the central and state enforcement agencies that it will have zero tolerance towards use of money power in the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. The Election Commission team, led by the Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, reviewed poll preparedness in the state and held meetings with political parties, security forces and other stakeholders. Later, speaking to reporters in Ranchi, Mr. Kumar said, concerned agencies have been instructed to ensure inducement-free elections. The Supreme Court has directed states and union territories to implement the center's guidelines on safety and security of children in schools. The apex court also asked National Commission for Protection of Child Rights to coordinate with states and union territories and monitor the implementation of the guidelines. A bench of justices B.V. Nagaratna and N. Kothiswar Singh noted the center has notified the guidelines on the safety and security of children in schools and directed the union government to send the copies to chief secretaries or equivalent officers. The top court's direction comes in the wake of an application filed by an NGO on recent sexual assaults incidents of children in some schools, including Badlapur in Maharashtra. The center has issued the guidelines on school safety and security in October 2021, prepared by an expert committee following a Supreme Court's order. The BJP has distanced itself from party MP Kangana Ranaut's statement on the three farm laws, which had been withdrawn earlier by the central government. BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia said that this statement is her personal views. And that's the end of this news bulletin.